Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
You know, Pauline, I thought it would be fun to first talk about the weekend before we start working hard. The weekend is fun. So what are you going to do this weekend?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I might go on a small hike. What about you?
That's great. Maybe you can see some butterflies or something like that. Well, I'm going to relax. I'm going to a coffee shop this weekend with a friend. We'll get some pastries and catch up on life.
That sounds really nice. So we had a very interesting week, filled with fun lessons. What happened this week?
Bless you. We talked about allergies. And when you sneeze, you say, bless you.
But there are many different kinds of allergies.
Yes, and they come from different things. We should learn if we are allergic to anything. A doctor can help.
We also learned about the hardware store and also had a very interesting news article.
And I think we should pay special attention to the news article. I know it was a little bit difficult, especially the English in it, but this lesson is very important. We should learn more about green energy and what our countries can do to build more.
That was interesting, and we'll get to review it today. Let's watch now.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Thanks, Linda.
You're sneezing a lot, Alex. Are you sick? Do you have a cold?
No, I have allergies every spring.
Oh no, allergies are no fun. What are you allergic to?
Achoo! I'm allergic to dust and some types of flowers.
Maybe a doctor can help you.
I feel so bad for Alex.
Why? Is something wrong with him?
His allergies are really bothering him. He is sneezing a lot.
Well, it is allergy season. A lot of people are sneezing.
Do you have allergies, Taylor?
Yes. I'm allergic to peanuts. They give me a rash.
Oh, be careful.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. We have a familiar face on the show today. Please help me welcome Susie to the show. Thanks for joining me on the show today, Susie.
You're welcome, Rob.
People suffer from all kinds of allergies. Do you have allergies?
No, but I own many pets. They have hair. Some of my family and friends are allergic to dog hair.
So they sneeze or their eyes water?
Yes. Before they come to my house, they take allergy medicine.
Some people cough when they have allergies.
Yes, there are many allergy symptoms. Some people sneeze or cough. Some people get a rash.
And some people can't breathe.
Right. Those people need to get help right away. You can learn about your allergies. A doctor can test you.
Then you can find the right medicine.
And your allergies won't bother you so much.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about hardware. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Hardware. Welcome to the program, Mr. Hardware.
Thank you, Rob. Please call me Hank.
Okay, Hank. You own the local hardware store. What do you sell there?
We sell tools and supplies.
What kinds of supplies do you sell?
Everything. If you need to paint or fix something, we have the materials.
That's great. I might stop by myself.
Are you, building something? We have a lot of nails.
No, but I need to fix some things. Do you have glue?
Sure. We have rope, too.
I just need glue.
There are different glues for different projects.
Can you tell me which glue to buy?
Yes, we can give advice.
Well, then I have lots of questions.
James, my dad used to have a hammer like this.
I got it at a hardware store.
Why were you at the hardware store?
I'm painting my kitchen white. So you needed paint and some brushes.
Right. And painter's tape.
To put along the edges of the walls?
Yes. I don't want paint on the floor or ceiling.
Did you talk to Hank at the store?
Yes. He gave me advice. He told me which kind of tape to buy.
That's good.
He said to cover the floor and counters with newspaper too.
You don't want white paint on those.
And I'll need a hammer to close the paint can.
Well, a good hammer is always useful.
Welcome to LTE TV News Report. I'm Taylor. There are many ways to make electricity, but not all of those ways are good for the environment. Today, a lot of electricity is made by burning oil or coal, but that pollutes the environment. Green energy is different. It comes from natural things, like the sun. In fact, it's called green energy because it doesn't hurt the environment. There are many different kinds of green energy. Solar energy comes from the sun. Special cells collect sunlight and change it into electricity. Wind power comes directly from the wind. Another green energy comes from moving water. This is the most common kind of green energy. Around the world, this water power provides enough electricity for 28.3 million people. Green energy is not perfect. Sometimes there isn't enough sun or wind when we need electricity. Energy companies also need to spend a lot of money to produce green energy too. So while green energy is getting cheaper, it can still be very expensive. As these problems are solved, green energy will give us a good way to make electricity, but not pollution. Thank you for watching LTE TV News Report. I'll see you next time.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I am ready for any question, Peter. I have my notes, and friends, you can try to answer with us.
Well, let's start with our review with our health lesson. What was it about?
Great. This lesson was about allergies.
Ooh, allergies. Allergies are not fun. Do you have any allergies, Pauline?
I don't think so, but I do get to sneezing a lot in the spring, so maybe I do.
Oh, well, you can go to a doctor. They can help you find out if you have seasonal allergies. Well, Alex is sneezing a lot. I think you know the answer to this. Is he sick? No, but he doesn't feel well. Alex has allergies, and it is allergy season.
Yeah, allergies really bother Alex.
So what is he allergic to?
Oh, he's allergic to dust and some types of flowers. That is why he is sneezing so much. And that is why Linda is saying, bless you, so often.
Well, What can he do?
Maybe a doctor can help him. He should learn more about his allergies, and then he can get the right medicine to help his allergies.
Taylor has an allergy too, but her allergy is different from Alex's. It doesn't matter what season it is. What kind of allergy is it?
Oh, is it an animal allergy? Is she allergic to dogs?
No, many people are. Let's try again.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. She has a food allergy. She's allergic to peanuts. When she eats them, they give her a rash.
We also learn about green energy. There are many ways to make electricity, but not all of those ways are good for the environment.
Yes. Today, a lot of electricity is made by burning oil or coal, but that pollutes the environment.
So, green energy is different. There are many different kinds of green energy. Can you think of some kinds of green energy?
Sure. Solar energy comes from the sun. Special cells collect sunlight and change it into electricity. Wind power comes directly from the wind.
Ooh, very good answer. Well, friends, now it's time for a short break. We'll see you soon, right after this. Welcome back, friends. So, Pauline, I was wondering, which was your favorite lesson this week?
Good question. The news lesson. We learned a lot about different ways to make energy. This is really important.
Yes, it is. We need energy that doesn't pollute. So, what does pollution do?
Oh, that is not good for our world. Pollution can be the smoke and dust from burning things like coal and oil.
Yes, and we put trash and other things into the river. This is pollution that makes our rivers dirty. Fish die in the river.
And don't forget that some water goes from the rivers straight into the ocean. That's not good. Remember the turtles?
Well, now it's time to watch our features from the week. This will be fun. Let's watch it together.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. Don't worry. I don't have a cold. I have allergies. Maybe some of you do, too. Allergies are not fun. They make me feel terrible.
Many people have allergies. These can make them sneeze and cough. Their eyes itch and water too. Some people are allergic to trees. Some are allergic to flowers. And still others are allergic to grass. At certain seasons, these plants give off pollen into the air. That pollen makes people have allergies. So what can you do? You can keep your windows closed. Then the pollen can't get into your house. Also, don't stay outdoors too long. Wear a mask when you're outside. Especially on windy days. When you come in from outside, change your clothes and take a shower to get the pollen off your skin and hair. Don't hang your laundry outside. Pollen will get on the sheets and towels. And don't smoke. That can make your allergies worse. You can also take some allergy medicine. This can help your eyes from itching and can stop your sneezing.
I'll soon feel better. I took some allergy medicine. Now I won't sneeze as much and my eyes won't itch. But I still have allergies and they will bother me until summertime. I hope this medicine works fast. I'm tired of sneezing. Goodbye, everyone. See you next time on Jack's File.
Strong with positive words, you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Speaking English can be fun. You can speak with everyone. Just open up your mouth and say, I hope you have a wonderful day. Speaking English can be fun. When you see a stranger, please don't.
Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about tools. And here to answer our question is my guest, Handy Andy.
Hello, Rob.
Welcome to the show, Andy. Now, Andy, I have a question here from Ian Kim of Ithaca, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, Rob.
Great. Ian writes, I just moved to the U.S. from Korea. I need some tools so I can fix some things in my apartment. Which type of store should I visit?
Great question, Ian. Everyone should have a few good tools in their home. You can use them to fix things in your house.
I agree. So what kind of store should Ian visit, Andy?
Well, Ian should visit a hardware store.
That's right. Most towns and cities have at least one hardware store.
Hardware stores sell many things. They sell all kinds of tools, as well as nails, rope, doorknobs, glue, paint, paintbrushes.
You can also find pipes, light bulbs, hooks, and locks.
So, if you need things so you can fix your kitchen or your bathroom or build something in your house, then you should visit a hardware store.
You're right, Andy. Thanks for answering our question. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Martha, go get the mail.
Oh, but Wendy, can't you see I'm cleaning?
Now, Martha.
Okay.
Hurry. I told Hank to buy me a diamond ring and send me a sweet romantic card because I'm his sweet romantic girlfriend.
Well, Martha, where's the mail? There are two letters. One is from your boyfriend. Another letter comes from Super Sentence Man.
That was a super sentence.
Wendy, Super Sentence Man is here.
Yeah. I saw him last week. Give me Hank's letter.
So what's the super sentence?
Well, open up my letter and find out.
The super sentence for today is...Another something comes from something else.
Bingo! You said another letter comes from Super Sentence Man.
What? No!
Did Hank write a super sentence?
I'll read it. Dear Wendy,
we need to break up. I can't be your boyfriend.
Of course you can. You have to be.
One reason is...I don't have enough money to make you happy.
I just asked for one diamond ring from Tiffany's.
Another reason comes from your attitude.
What attitude?
A super sentence! Another reason comes from your attitude!
Another reason comes from my feelings for Martha.
Another reason comes from my feelings for Martha. Wow, Hank is super with those super sentences. Oh, is Martha your sister?
I knew it. You!
What? I didn't do anything.
Come back here.
Oh, remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I didn't know he liked me.
How could you take my boyfriend?Hank is mine! Mine!
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn our English, and we can always practice here together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturdays to review lessons with us, and you can watch those conversations again.
Hey, did you have fun with us on the show today, Pauline?
Yes, it was fun to be a guest teacher on the show today. I could see what's going on and spend time with all of you.
Well, we are glad that you could join us as well.
You did a great job today, friends. I think I'm going to go to the doctor to check and see if I have allergies. But we will see you again on Monday to start our new shows.
Yes, we will. You don't want to miss the dragon boat races. They will be fun and exciting. But for now, we'll say bye and see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.